Hello, world, and welcome to another episode of the Geeks from the Trap podcast. I'm your host, Colin Mell, and today we're going to be talking about the movie Antebellum, and I guess the era we are in right now for of woke films, I should say. You know, one of the last episodes we did of Geeks from the Trap podcast, we were discussing the series of Lovecraft Country, the new HBO series, and you know, I didn't come back and do any more episodes about, you know, reviewing the rest of the series, because if you guys know me, if you've listened to my content or you read my blogs and stuff like that, you know, I love to be entertained, I love to escapism, and when it comes to racism, it's hard to escape, you know, whatever property I'm watching, because racism is just all too real for us. You know what I mean? And, you know, Lovecraft Country is, as much as it's, you know, heavy on the weird horror fantasy, it's heavy on the racism. You know, like, you can't get to the fantasy horror stuff without going through the racism first. Like, you know, there's racist ghosts in the series and all that stuff. You know, it's just, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to enjoy it, because, you know, there's just so much of the heaviness of racism on top of it. So just like, when you're trying to just even breathe through that part, then they throw the horror and fantasy elements to it. It's just like, oh gosh, come on, man. Like, give me a second. So I literally take breaks in between watching Lovecraft Country, where I'm just like, okay, hold on, I gotta breathe. Okay, press play. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'll even stop for the whole night and watch the rest of it the next day, because I'm like, okay, I'm not ready for this yet. I'm not ready. You know? So, you know, and I'm noticing ever since Get Out, you know, we've been seeing a lot of woke productions, quote unquote. And, you know, I feel like I'm as woke as the next man and woman, but there's just some stuff that's just like, okay, this is just, you know, it's taking its toll. You know, I still got PTSD from Queen and Slim. Like, I still have not gotten over how Queen and Slim has ended. And, you know, I'm very cautious when I watch these things now, you know? So, when I first saw the trailer for Antebellum, which was supposed to come out in April, I had mixed feelings. Now, I knew I wanted to see it, but I didn't know how fast I was going to see it, how much of a rush I was going to be in for it, because I knew that it was going to have to do with slavery. So, if you don't know what Antebellum is, Antebellum is a 2020 American psychological horror thriller written and directed by Gerald Bush and Christopher Rhimes in their feature directorial debut. And it stars Janelle Monáe, who's literally the reason why I wanted her, and Gabby Sidibe, were the two reasons why I was like, I want to see this movie, just for those women alone. They're phenomenal. I'm just like, I want to see black women shine. I'm with it. Let's do this. Let's watch it, you know? So, you know, the story is, we follow Janelle Monáe, you know, trying to escape from what appears to be a 19th century southern slave plantation. Now, this is from QC Entertainment. QC Entertainment is also the same production company that produced, Us, Get Out. You know, they got a couple films under their belt. But I wasn't sure if I was going to watch this movie or not. But I was like, you know, I'm curious. I want to see what this is, you know. I guess Lionsgate wanted to have their own Get Out. So they're like, yo, give us one of your racist pictures. So they're like, all right, we got you. Now, it's written by Gerald Bush and Christopher Rhimes. I don't know if those guys are black or white. I don't know. But, you know, I was like, all right, I'm going to see what this is, you know. So the story is about successful actor Veronica Henley, who finds herself trapped in a horrifying reality, you know, and that they claim in the credit, in the synopsis, that she's forced to confront the past, the present, and the future before it's too late. I'm going to tell you guys now. I'm not going to try to spoil this. But it ain't nothing about going to the past, nothing about the present or the future. It's just, how do y'all even tell this without spoiling? You know, there's a twist in this movie that you may figure out by just watching the trailer alone. If not, then I don't want to spoil it for you. What I will say is, you know, when I first was reading the reviews online about it, you know, I didn't hear anything good. I remember there was this one review, I forgot what the girl's name was, but the first thing she did was you know, it was like, hey, the wardrobe is nice, the costume design is great, and I was like, oh boy, if you're gonna start off saying the wardrobe department did their job, how bad is this movie? You know, that's the first thing you're gonna to acknowledge. I'm not gonna lie, the wardrobe was nice. They did a good job with their costumes in this one, but I was worried. You know, after seeing movies like 12 Years a Slave or even the remake of Roots, you know, and you know, lately they've been going a little too much on too heavy on the brutality of racism, but slavery, you know, and that was my biggest fear coming into this, because it was like, you know, slavery is horrible enough, you know, now added to a horror movie, how bad is it going to be, you know? And to give credit where credit is due, it is not as bad as I expected. The movie itself, not even just the when it comes to the scenes of, you know, of the brutality of slavery, the film itself, and as well as those scenes of slavery, is not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I expected 12 Years of Slavery worth of horror. You know, I thought they was going to make some type of Saw, you know, some Hostel-style horror movie that said slavery. Thank God it wasn't that. I don't know if I could have handled that. That's not what it is. It's not that at all. You know, it's the twist. It's definitely, I guess, the thing that makes the story. And it's horrible that they edited it this way where you figure out the twist later on in the story as the story going on. And you go, oh, wait, what's going on? You know, I would prefer if they did it a more linear way of telling the story. You know, but it's not a very linear story. It starts off with her in slavery, and you're guessing, wondering, okay, what's going on? What year is this? Is this 19th century? You know, this Janelle Monáe's, you know, ancestor that we're watching right now. But, you know, I gotta say, the film was written very well. It was directed very well. It was acted very well. You know, it was a movie for all purposes of filmmaking the cinema. It was a film. It was everything you want from, not everything you want from a film. I'm not saying that. It's everything you expect from a film. You know, it's a very Hollywood picture. You know, everything was shot perfectly, lit perfectly. You know, the cast was perfect. You know, so I'm going to have to get some spoilers eventually. I'm going to tell you when the spoilers are going to start. I'm not going to say it yet. But, you know, for all the purposes, it was a movie. You know, all the boxes were checked off. You know, it's not some random low-budget movie. You know, it's definitely, you know, what I was, it felt like maybe an episode of The Twilight Zone or Tales from the Dark Side, maybe, you know, or even a Black Mirror, or so to speak. You know, it's not what you think it's going to be. So, all right, let's get to the spoilers, people. Let's get to the spoilers. But before I get to the spoilers, I will say, you know, at first I wasn't going to see it because, one, they was charging $20 to rent it, and I'm just like, if I'm spending $20, I want to buy it, not rent. If I wanted to just see it one time, I'd just go to the theaters, but of course the theaters are closed, so that's not an option. But so it makes sense to spend $20, because if you would have spent $20, you saw it in theaters anyway. But y'all know me, I have AMC Stublist or whatever, A-List. My ass was paying $24 a month to see 3 movies a week. So, you know, I'm like, y'all not telling me nothing. But I watched it, and I don't hate it. I don't love it, but I'm not, you know, like, the film started off and I was just in anger watching the scenes of slavery. But then the story continues, you know, at least 40 minutes into the movie, here comes the spoiler. Now we go to the modern day. You see, she's a successful book author, she's doing speeches, she's on TV, she's shutting down racist white men on TV, and you know, everything's all good and dandy, and then she gets an interview on a computer, and we see that it's the same woman that we saw on the plantation 40 minutes ago, before that point. And then, you know, I don't know about everybody else, but I know for me, I started going, wait, so that's the woman who put her in the plantation. So the question after that is, just how the hell did she end up on this plantation, or why, or when is this plantation? As the story continues, I don't know how fast everybody else caught on to it, but, you know, after Janelle gets kidnapped and brought to slavery, you know, we notice the guy that's raping her has a cell phone. So she didn't go back in time. She didn't time travel. This is modern day. They got a plantation somewhere in modern day, and they're kidnapping black folks and bring them to this plantation. Now, I started realizing at this point, hold on, where is this plantation? How? Because they're not, you know, if you look at the history, plantations are still around, but then, you know, they're not slaves on there right now. But if you're like, it makes you start questioning, like, okay, where could this possibly be done if this is modern day? You can't just randomly bring people to a spot, a plantation that nobody know about, and then it hits me. Are they at a reenactment park? By the end of the fucking movie, she is getting, especially when she goes through the Civil War. By the time she gets through the Civil War, if you don't figure out that she's in a fucking reenactment park, you're not paying attention. Because I'm watching it, I'm just like, holy shit. When she's going through the Civil War, the Confederate is fighting with the, who was the Confederate? I'm horrible at history. Who the fuck was, I gotta study fucking American history, because who was the Confederate fighting? I don't remember. I know that the Confederate lost, thank God, you know. But basically, these motherfuckers had kidnapped a bunch of black folks and brought them to a reenactment park and was reenacting slavery for real. They was killing black folks and enslaving black folks for real at a reenactment park. And I think that's where they fucked up. They made that the twist of the movie, thinking that was going to make the movie like, oh my God, I can't believe it's a reenactment park the whole time. No. Y'all should have told the story linear and let us know it was a reenactment park and then have to focus on them, of her trying to escape the reenactment park and, you know, the reenactment park, you know, the park itself. They're just, you know, they're doing the reenactments all day, and people don't know that there's real people being enslaved at this park. You know what I mean? I think this film, like, I've heard people saying this film did not live up to its expectations, or it didn't live up to, it's not perfect, but it could have done more. You know, it definitely left so much stuff on the table. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't live up to its full potential. I've been hearing that a lot, and I agree. It did not live up to its full potential at all. It's not a horrible movie. It's not a bad movie. You know, it was less damaging than I thought it was going to be, because I thought it was going to really mess with my psyche. It didn't. It's not black trauma porn, thank God. But, you know, that twist, it was like, I didn't have to make that the twist. That could have just been the complication of the story, the plot. You know, like, I mean, it could have been a proper twist if it wasn't a twist that they waited to show at the end of the movie. Like, the last 5 minutes of David. They acknowledge that she's in a reenactment park until the last minute of the movie. Literally one, like, maybe a minute before the credits starts to roll. You know what I mean? I think we should have known that from the beginning. Like, at least, the movie should have started off in the beginning, modern day, lead up to the kidnap, you know, have her try to figure out where she is, and then somewhere in around that part, she realized she's in a reenactment park or whatever, you gotta get out of there. You know what I mean? So for that to be, that was the whole twist, and, you know, that's how they end off the movie, I was just like, okay, what's going on here? I don't know, man. I really don't. Shout out to Janelle Monáe. Shout out to Gabby Fidibe. Lovely ladies. Lovely jobs. Great job. I love them. The girls was looking fine. The script is fine. The direction was fine. The acting is fine. But it's just that twist, man. It was like, y'all could have, this movie could have been so much better. I don't hate it. Well, I tell you guys to spend $20 on that. If you was going to spend $20 anyway to see it in theaters, I'm going to say go ahead and spend the $20. Because if you already had it in your mindset to go see it, cool. Now, if you were afraid of seeing some brutal image of slavery, it's not that. So if that's what the one thing that's holding you back from watching this movie, I can tell you now, that's not the issue at all. Now, if you listen to this whole podcast and you heard me mention the twist, then, you know, you got nothing to lose at this point. You got nothing to lose. If you just want to be entertained and you want to see where things go, or you want to see how they executed it, since you already know how it's going to go based off of my spoiler, then check it out. But if you're just like, I can wait. Wait. Just wait. It's not something where it's going to have us talking about it for weeks, like Get Out or Us. Those movies definitely had us, you know, rewatching it and trying to figure things out and try to pick clues and look at symbolism and all that. You're not going to get this from here. That twist is the one-time-only twist that is like, ah, okay. They kidnapped Black Folds and put them in a reenactment park and made them relive slavery. Okay. Like, that's it. That's all you're going to get out of that twist. It's like, okay. And, like, that was, like, some M. Night Shyamalan dumbass twist type of twist, if you ask me. I would have enjoyed it better if we knew that maybe in the middle of the second act and the rest of the movie was her trying to get to back to regular civilization to understand, or, you know, get the people who visit the park to say, hey, I'm not a real slave. I'm not, I mean, this is not a reenactment. This is they slaving us for real. Like, you know, it's something. You know what I mean? It's just like, it was just, I don't know, man. So, like I said, guys, if you plan on seeing this movie, go check it out. If you're afraid of the slavery scenes, it's not that bad. I gave this movie maybe a 7 out of 10, maybe even 6 out of 10. And I'm only giving it a 6 is because of the, like I said, the writing was great, the acting was great, the cinematography, the, you know, wardrobe, all that, everything, and all the, they checked all the boxes. It's just that dumbass twist that's just like, come on now, that's weak. Like, if you're going to make that twist, let's ride with that twist for a minute. Don't just end the movie with that twist and be like, yep, that's all. She was in the reenactment park, y'all. But she made it. She's out the park now. Like, what? Are you fucking crazy? That's it? Nah. But, like I said, I enjoyed it, kind of. I don't hate it. You know, it takes a minute for you to really get into it. Especially when it starts off with all the slavery stuff, but after a while, it starts to intrigue you a little bit. You know what I mean? Unlike fucking Lovecraft Country, where I'm confused every fucking time I watch this shit. Like, I gotta watch it more than once to try to understand what the hell just went down. You know, like, this show has literally, I don't know if you guys been catching up with the show, but I think we're 5 episodes in, and so far, we've seen monsters attack people in sundown towns. We've seen haunted houses with dead spirits of Black folk who was tortured by a racist white doctor. And we've seen, you know, transsexuals, you know, basically cursed and living under, you know, a near buried treasure and all this stuff. And, you know, we see shapeshifters that can shapeshifters where they can, you know, change their skin, and a Black woman can pretend to be a white woman for a day, and a white woman I'm about to spoil a whole bunch of stuff, so let me stop. It's just, you know, it's just a lot. It's a lot, guys. And, I feel like this era of woke entertainment is not going anywhere anytime soon. And like I said, I'm as woke as the next person. But it's just like, Lord, man. Lord. It's just too much sometimes, y'all. Just too much. Am I going to keep watching Lovecraft Country? You goddamn right, I'm going to keep watching Lovecraft Country. I'm just saying, like, can I be entertained with some fantasy and stuff without having to deal with the reality of slavery or racism? Or, you know what I mean? It's like, can I just enjoy, you know, fiction? Can fiction just be fiction? Do we always gotta have to deal with the man all the goddamn time? Like, can't we just go to the future? And it's just be a story about Black folks going to the future, trying to get back to the past, go back to the future, or go to the, you know what I mean? It's just, I just want more in my entertainment where we don't have to deal with the crutch of racism at any point. But I guess, hey, that is the reality that we live in. That's the world that we live in. Racism exists. I get it. Cool. But, man, I just want to be entertained at this point. But definitely check out Antebellum if you're into a good psychological horror thriller movie. You know, it's not as bad as I thought it will be. So, if you're afraid for the like I said, my whole thing I didn't want to watch no brutal slavery scenes. It's not there. Everything else is there. Enjoy, if you do. If not, I guess good luck finding a new movie to watch soon. Until next time, much love, God bless, two beats and chicken grease. I'll see you later.